Why, thank you very much, Rob. This is Mark Graydon, and I'm sitting here with Toby Milroy. Welcome, Toby.
Hey, thank you so much, Mark.
We're here today, and we're going to get a chance to talk about one thing that I have never get tired of talking about, and that is the benefits of our NAPMA package. Toby, what are we going to talk about today?
Mark, before we get into a lot of exactly the details of what we wanted to talk about today, which is how Maximum Impact can revolutionize and change your school and grow your student base, what I wanted to remind everybody is listen to the end of this recording. Keep listening. And at the very end of this recording, I'm going to reveal to you how you can claim a free gift from NAPMA worth over $2,312.10. And how that package can be your catapult to higher results for your school. If I'm a professional martial arts school operator or want to be a professional martial arts school operator, I probably have anywhere from zero students to maybe 500 or 800 students, and I may have a location where I teach out of a rec center or a YMCA, or possibly I have a commercial location. And in that entire matrix of martial arts schools, martial arts school owners have different needs. And today we're talking about how Maximum Impact can help me if I'm that martial arts school owner, no matter what part of that matrix I'm in. Whether I'm the part-time instructor at the YMCA or if I'm the full-time instructor with 35 staff members and 5 locations.
And we have so many people who have gone from one to the other, upwardly mobile, that is, who have actually made that change from being part-time to a full-time small operation, and now many of them are running large, full-time, strong, all often multi-school operations.
Absolutely. And you know, I think today, Mark, that's extremely important. I'm really happy that you're with us today because obviously you've been here at NAPMA for 13 plus years, actually probably longer than even the idea has existed in the martial arts industry to have a NAPMA. And you've seen it all come and go. You've seen every piece of information that has ever gone to a NAPMA member school in 13 plus years. And that's really what I wanted your input on today. You've seen this growth curve happen to many, many, many martial arts schools. Tell me from your perspective, what is it that you've seen in the last, you know, over 13 years that, you know, Maximum Impact member schools have been able to grow from the most? What do you think, if you had to put your finger on it, what do they benefit from the most?
Well, it's hard to put my finger on just one thing because different schools have different circumstances, and there are so many different benefits to the NAPMA package that many people find that different parts of the program work best in their circumstance. For example, you want to build your school, you want to grow your school, you need to get more people in. Okay. We have great marketing material, regular marketing campaigns that that go out and that are supported by fantastic camera-ready artwork and ad slicks. We're talking about door hangers and flyers and all of them put together by some of the sharpest people you're going to find in the marketing business and advertising business. Our editor Bob Silic has been in marketing for about 30 years now, and we can really feel really confident about him writing our copy because he knows what works and he knows what's going to get your door swinging. So a lot of people like the marketing. Other people, sometimes they have people coming out the back door as fast as they get them coming in the front door, unfortunately, and that's a retention problem. And I know that we have many parts of our program that really help on the retention. The video that I put together every month, as I've been told by many people, have really helped to energize their classes, make sure that people are excited about coming to class, and because they don't know what kind of exciting stuff they might miss if they don't come to class. Basically, our idea with the video is to give school owners the opportunity to basically look really good in front of their students. We take the top guys and their top material. I do not put material on that video that people cannot use in their classroom and in a way that they can really teach it to their students. Okay, I'm not really big on busy work when it comes to martial arts. Skill building drills that really help retention or what the NAPMA Innovations DVD is populated with. And a lot of people, we get a lot of feedback that has really helped basically energize their school, where people wouldn't even think about leaving. There's just so many different aspects to the Maximum Impact program that people have benefited from more than I could probably go over here. But as you become more familiar with the package, you'll find that it only takes one good idea to make a huge difference in your school.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Mark, from a martial arts school operational standpoint, really there are three things that a martial arts school owner has to be focused on. And in all of our external seminars and classes with martial arts school owner operators, we draw a triangle on the board. And at the base of the triangle is the operational component of their business, teaching lessons. And that's what we're in the business to do, is to teach martial arts. And then in the upper left-hand side of the triangle is the marketing activity, and in the upper right-hand side of the triangle is the sales activity, enrolling students in our programs. And I think that crystallizes it for most martial arts school owners, that those are the three things that they need to be spending the majority of their time on. Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, if I'm the school owner who has, you know, 0 to 50 students, I probably, in many cases, work another full-time job, and maybe I do this as a hobby, or I do it from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock at night or something like that. Or potentially, it's something that I want to make a full-time career. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that means I probably don't have time to focus on all three parts of the triangle. So what we find time and time and time again are the school owners who become the most successful and who do that the quickest are the ones who can figure out how to focus on all three things equally, who can figure out how to focus on marketing activity and really get the door swinging, like you said, mm-hmm. and who can focus on the sales activity in the school, meaning they can actually enroll and upgrade the students when they get in the door, and then who can also focus on the teaching aspect. So obviously, if I'm that school owner who has 0 to 50 students, I may not have time in the day to do all three of those things. I may only have time in the day to go in and teach 3 or 4 great classes. So what can Maximum Impact do to help me systemize and automate my marketing activity?
Well, we know here at NAMA that you guys did not get into the martial arts to become marketers, advertising executives, or sales geniuses, okay? We realize that the passion for the martial arts is what got you there, and the passion for the martial arts is why we are here to help you. The Maximum Impact program basically serves the purpose as your least expensive staff member. As a Maximum Impact member, you have access to really sharp minds in the field of advertising and marketing. With regular marketing campaigns and ads, as we mentioned before, but also many of the tools and strategies that you get from Maximum Impact are actually from effective school owners who have successfully built their school and are passing on the information. So this is not theoretical material. This is stuff that's tried and true, and it works. So you could pay somebody, an advertising agency, to do your marketing for you and all your advertising and create all your ads. And you could basically put in the time and sweat equity of learning all the mistakes and pitfalls of going in different directions as far as marketing strategies goes and operational strategies. But NAMA saves all that time. It saves all that money, and it basically gives you a jump start on all of the efforts that it takes. And those three in that triangle, those two, marketing and sales, which are usually a stumbling block for most martial artists, we are here to help you out with that. Really helps you to be able to focus on the part that you really love the most, which is the martial arts.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that you mentioned is extremely valuable to Maximum Impact members. You know, obviously, if you were going to hire a professional copywriter to write a, you know, page and a half sales letter, or if you were going to hire, you know, a professional ad designer to lay out, you know, 2 or 3 display ads for the newspaper, or maybe a, you know, an ad for the Penny Saver, you're talking thousands of dollars.
A little more than it costs for a Maximum Impact.
Absolutely. Membership. Yeah, absolutely. And that's really the goal. Is we have critical mass at NAMA. We have, you know, over 1,600 members who all basically can in essence, pool marketing resources. Mm. So with 1,600 customers that we have at NAMA, we have the ability to hire some of the top copywriters in the country. We have the ability to have an art department that sits in the back over here, and they have, you know, all they're focused on is developing these marketing campaigns for martial arts school operators.
And they're really sharp artists, too. We've got the cream of the crop, Shannon Gray, Leslie Watts, Merrick Gohura. These guys, all they do is martial arts stuff for you on a day-to-day basis, and we're tweaking and making sure that the ads are as effective as possible. They're taken from the point of view of a marketing and advertising executive, not necessarily a black belt karate school owner. But what we want to do is make sure that these are effective on the street for the mom who's looking for a school for their child, for the person who's looking for an activity of some sort to get them more physically active. These ads are talking directly to them, okay? And so that's why they're most effective, I think. The term was coined many years ago in NAMA, black belt eyes, and that's where somebody designs all their marketing and their advertising based around what they like as a karate guy. Well, we don't create ads with through black belt eyes. We create ads through the eyes of the market, and that is when it's going to be most effective at bringing people into your school. So that is a powerful resource that becomes part of your system when you become a Maximum Impact member.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there were three things in what you just said that are extremely valuable for Maximum Impact customers. And number one is that in any marketing activity, the fundamental precept of marketing is testing, which means you can have a great theory for an ad and a layout for an ad, but until you get it into the field and see how it works and track the results, you really don't know. So one of the additional benefits of the Maximum Impact program is a bi-monthly teleconference led by either Master Stephen Oliver or myself or one of the people on the NAMA team or the Mile High Karate team. And we're constantly giving each other feedback on how these marketing pieces are working in today's market. In many cases, an ad that worked, you know, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, 12 months ago, that pulled just fine then, some shift in the market happens. Something happens with, you know, child safety. Something happens with a high-profile abduction. Something happens with, you know, school violence. And that ad is no longer relevant. Mm-hmm. That marketing campaign is no longer relevant. Instead, this marketing campaign is much more relevant. So one of the things as Maximum Impact members is we're regularly going to get on the telephone and we're going to talk about what's working in the market. And we're going to help kind of lead you through the field. And another thing that you said is you know, developing your marketing through black belt eyes, and actually not developing your marketing through black belt eyes. But you're exactly right. The eyes of the market are basically the eyes of, in most cases, the mom of a 9-year-old. Mm. I mean, for most martial arts schools, that's the bullseye. The target downrange is children 5 to 12 with two-parent families. I mean, that's mostly the demographic that we're going after, right? That's mostly the most popular demographic to be in our schools at the rate of about 70%. So when you look at a marketing piece, we need to think about that marketing piece the way the mom of a 9-year-old would think about that marketing piece. And that's what our entire art department is back here focused on. Mm. So I think that's absolutely great. Well, let's move around the triangle a little bit. So now if I'm a martial arts school owner and I have 0 to 50 students, I don't have time to spend on marketing. Maximum Impact is a perfect solution because I get the kit in the mail every month, I open the box, I take the CD down to my printer and I give it to them, and I say, put my name and address in here, and they print a bunch of marketing pieces. That's can't be any easier than that.
Yep, but it does make it nice and easy and painless to get your marketing going.
Absolutely. And if I'm on the other side of the matrix, if I have 350 students or if I have 500 students or if I have 5 locations, I really have the same problem. My time, energy, and focus is probably better spent on developing my staff and working to improve my program mm-hmm. than it is to worry about, you know, writing copy. So either way, I think that's the same solution. So if we move our way around the triangle and we talk about selling, I know most martial arts school operators don't perceive themselves to be salespeople.
No.
And not only do they not perceive themselves to be salespeople, they probably shouldn't be salespeople. I mean, really, it's counterintuitive to what we do as martial artists. How does the Maximum Impact program help me to increase my sales in my school? How does it help me to increase enrollments and upgrade my students once we have them there?
Well, the fact is the Maximum Impact Program has something to offer for people at all different levels. Many people, when they're first starting out in the martial arts business, of course, all they're interested in and their major passion is for the martial arts. That passion will come through in your sales, but that does not mean that you could not make some major mistakes in the sales process that could still blow it for you. Unfortunately, these types of tips, these types of strategies and things that will help you just fulfill the sale are great, especially for people just starting out. The fact is, there are simple principles and rules to sales that everybody who's doing any kind of sales needs to know at the most basic level. We're talking about, you know, fore balance and front kick, you know, lunge punch, the basics of sales. And that's what we're able to offer to people just getting into the business and the sales part of the business. Then as you get more advanced and your school begins to grow, then maintaining a solid sales structure and actually having a consistent way of moving people from a appointment to an introduction to an enrollment, setting up those types of systems becomes really important. And Maximum Impact has done wonders at helping people to be able to get their sales system on autopilot because they set up good systems and they're able to train their people to do things at a high level. Just like a good class structure in your martial arts school that you could leave and leave one of your instructors safely to run your class because you know you have a good class structure. The sales system, once it's established, can be set up that way also. Now, some schools get to be really big. They have the techniques down. They have the sales structure down, and they're looking for the brass ring. They're going for the big numbers. They're going for large numbers of students, possibly multiple school operations. And we have seen many people do really wonderful things with enrollment once they get some of these principles down. Well, that's great because Maximum Impact is there to support them as well. We are here at NAPMA are really excited to be working with Stephen Oliver and his Mile High organization. Those of you who have been members for a little while know that they're the group that facilitates our NAPMA Squared portion of our Maximum Impact package. That's the higher end training and education portion of the program. And at this point, we can talk to these people who are at the higher end and really teach them many things that can take their school to even a higher level. And like I said, we're very excited to be working with the folks from Mile High because myself, working with the NAPMA Squared material over the course of the last several years, I got to tell you, I have seen it all out there over the course of the last 13 years. And when it comes to martial arts business, these guys are the sharpest guys in the business. And they have more of a focus on continuing education and results than anybody else I've ever seen. There are people who are able to pull material from outside the martial arts industry, make it relevant to martial arts schools, and get amazing results with it. So to answer your question about sales, at all levels, the Maximum Impact program is able to help out the guy who's just getting started in sales, basically just to help him not blow those sales where he might very well make the fatal mistake. The guy in the middle who's getting stronger, he's getting better, he needs that system to get his sales rolling on a regular basis and a consistent basis with a good solid system. And then those guys who are shooting for the moon, they're looking for big enrollments, big numbers of people coming in and out of the doors, possibly growing to multiple school operations. We can support them too and teach them, and they can learn at a high level and continue to grow with Maximum Impact. So it's all very exciting. I'm really so excited about what we're able to offer with Maximum Impact.
Absolutely. And you know, really, let me break that down into its component parts for the listeners. Mm-hmm. There are three phases that a school is going to go through, from zero students to 500 students, as far as from a sales perspective. From zero to about 100 students, plus or minus, typically the sales cycle is random at best, which means if a student comes in, they just sort of let the student train for a little while, and if they feel motivated to enroll today, they do enroll today,
right?
From about 100 to about 200, this is when the system starts to really take hold in a school, and there's a systematic process for doing an intro lesson, a systematic process for doing an enrollment conference after a couple of intro lessons, and then a systematic process to get them into some kind of an upgrade sequence. And then from 200 and above is pretty universal. From 200 and above, it's at what rate that system clicks along and how effective it is between multiple locations, between multiple staff members, okay? So if I'm the school owner from zero to 100 students, let's say, Maximum Impact is really going to help me to focus on my selling, because it's not going to create a salesperson out of me. What it's going to do is help me install a system from first contact, when a student calls or walks in the door, to when they come in and meet me at either an intro lesson or, you know that type of a one-on-one environment, to perhaps even a group lesson or so, to an enrollment conference. So those four fundamental steps are, in most cases, if I have from 0 to 50 or 0 to 100 students, those steps are what I really need to focus on. And Maximum Impact has a step-by-step process to help you lay that out. Now, if I'm from 100 to 200 students, I need to make sure that those steps are happening at an appropriate ratio, and that the ratio of call to appointment is appropriate. And in our case, we're shooting for about an 85% call to show ratio. And then from show intro 1 to intro 2 ratio, we're shooting for about another 85%. And then from intro 2 to enrollment, our goal on that is another 85%. So from the point of first contact to enrollment, we should be enrolling 70% of the students who call. And with in the Mile High Karate system, we have very significant price points. So that's significant to a martial arts school owner who is at the lower end of the price spectrum. Those ratios shouldn't change. They should only get better. So anyway, if I'm in that mode of creating that sales system, then the next step, especially if I'm looking at 200 plus students, is what we call creating a non-confrontational sales environment. And what a non-confrontational sales environment is from the point of initial contact of the student to the school, let's say it's an info call, all the way through the point of intro process, through the point of enrollment, to the point of preparing them for a renewal, the materials that the parents receive, the materials that the student receives, the content of the classes that they receive within that amount of time is systemized. And it's all designed to help prepare for the renewal conference. So it's that level of focus that really takes the school from zero students to 500 students. And without that level of focus, unfortunately, you've seen this just as many times as I have, unfortunately, without that level of focus, we stay down here at 35 and 50 students, right? It's absolutely creating the environment in your school that makes the renewal happen, so that a parent literally kind of comes to you and say, hey, listen, I've seen these people in this leadership program over here, and it looks fantastic. How do I get involved? Okay, great. That's fantastic. So I think the last thing on my little list here is we've talked about the marketing activities that we have to do in the school and how Maximum Impact can help me systemize and automate the bulk of that. We've talked about the sales environment in the school and how effectively Maximum Impact can change my whole sales environment from being one of me trying to talk you into something to one of me helping you get involved in our leadership or in our master club because it's something that's so beneficial to Johnny.
Irresistible.
Absolutely. That irresistible offer. Absolutely right. And so I think the last component that, we need to focus some time on today is the teaching skills. And obviously, as a martial arts, you know, instructor, I feel that I'm probably a pretty good teacher if I'm a pretty good black belt. But whether that's accurate or not is in some cases, you know, a question. But how can Maximum Impact help me with my teaching skills? How can it help me with my classroom?
Well, I got to tell you, before NAPMA hit, I would have to say it's amazing how many people did not realize in what ways they were draining the energy in their school. Very often people would teach basically the way their personality dictated, regardless of whether or not that was actually giving good results. Whereas NAPMA has done an excellent job of making people realize with minor adjustments in their class, they can make sure that those students leave with a high energy level and a smile on their face and ready to come back. And it's nothing that has anything to do with changing your technique or your style, but it's just understanding classroom flow and energy. And these are the types of techniques that people find really powerful when it comes to retention. And the Maximum Impact program regularly touches in ways that can really impact that retention. Because people leaving your school as soon as they come in, then your growth rate is going to be flat. The important thing is that you have an excellent product, and people appreciate how good the product is. The fact is that if you have the greatest martial arts in the world and you're just a dud instructor on the floor, then people just aren't going to be as interested. They want to have that great classroom experience, and when they leave, they want to be anxious to come back to your class. And just some classroom techniques and understanding the energy levels in classes and proper use of your leadership team and so forth can do wonders to make sure that that person in that class feels fulfilled, and they feel like you, at whatever price point you are charging for them, they are underpaying. So that kind of material through Maximum Impact is really invaluable, and it plays a lot into one of the most powerful things that NAPMA Maximum Impact has, and that is networking. The fact is, we comprise a large network of very successful schools, school owners, and instructors who we can pull from to find out the best techniques, find out what new ideas that people are coming up with to energize their classes. And if things are getting stale in your class, with the NAPMA Innovations DVD, it's almost impossible to teach stale classes for any kind of extended period of time, because we're always going to be giving you new stuff to energize your classes. The feedback we've been getting from people is that it plays a major role in their school. So as far as the classroom goes, it's your passion and your martial arts that is always going to drive that. But with a few techniques and maybe a little networking with some of the top school owners and top instructors, we can maximize what you're able to share with your students.
Absolutely, absolutely. You said four things in there that are extremely important for anyone listening to this recording to understand. And number one is, what we're talking about in the NAPMA Innovations DVD isn't style. We're talking about teaching pedagogy. And teaching pedagogy is the method that you use to communicate with your students. And it's the method that you use to motivate them. And obviously it's the carrot and the stick, right? The old adage is, you've got the mule and you can either lead him with the carrot in front of the nose or the stick to the backside, right? And in our case, obviously teaching, the majority of our schools are populated at the rate of about 70% with kids, 4 to 12. The stick method doesn't work at all with those guys. I mean, that's just not how children are motivated. Mm-hmm. But what we're talking about is, if I teach jiu-jitsu, if I teach aikido, if I teach Hapkido, if I teach Taekwondo, if I teach very traditional, you know, Shotokan or Yoshikai Karate, or if I teach very eclectic forms of Chinese Kung Fu, like Julio Anta teaches Hungar Kung Fu, right? Been a forever, you know, long time NAPMA member. No matter what the style of my martial arts is, my teaching pedagogy needs to be appropriate to my student.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is the biggest thing that from a paradigm standpoint, this is how we need to be thinking as instructors.
Yes, believe it or not, 13 years ago, there were many schools that taught all their adults in exactly the same fashion they did their children's classes. And NAPMA has been credited with opening many schools' eyes to realize that children are not adults. And I know firsthand, because I was a kid in a hard karate school back in the 70s, and when I was in high school, I recruited a whole bunch of my friends, probably 15 of them, to come down to do karate with me. You know how many of them made it past orange belt? Zero. So, no, the stick does not work with kids.
Yeah. It's a completely different methodology and a completely different pedagogy. And two other things that you said that were extremely important is, number one, the market today has never been more receptive to what we offer than now.
So true.
The market 15 years ago was extremely combative. It was extremely militaristic. So now what our focus is for our Maximum Impact members is to be in the same category as Kumon, Sylvan, the Learning Center, and, you know, like Math Monkey.
An educational institution.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. In fact, our position in the market is probably even more valuable than a Sylvan, because how can you have the confidence to raise your hand to ask a question if you don't have the confidence to have raise your hand and ask a question, right? So you know, our perspective is that. The last thing that you said, I think that's extremely important for everybody to understand who's listening to the conversation, is who you surround yourself in large part determines who you're going to become.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Rohn says that you'll become the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And what we see time and time and time again in martial arts industry is, I'm a martial arts school owner who has 25 students, and I do it as a part-time hobby, which absolutely there's nothing wrong with that. But I want to grow. I want to have 150 students. I want to have a commercial location, and I want to be a professional martial artist. I want to do this as a career. But the people that I'm surrounded by are other martial arts school owners who have 20 students.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, who doesn't want me to give up my real job because she doesn't understand that I can actually make a career out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my idiot brother-in-law, who is an attorney and wants me to go get a real job. And, you know, all of this social pressure around you that's counterproductive to what we want to do. Mm-hmm. Now, take that same person that has 25 students that's in the Maximum Impact program, and he's now surrounded by Stephen Oliver, 20-plus locations in a budding franchise doing, you know, multi-million-dollar-a-year operation.
Mm-hmm.
Surround him with, you know, Keith Vitale. Name five other names for me.
Well, Ernie Reyes Sr., we're talking Joe Corley's operation. I mean, I know over the years that for many people who I've seen our program, including myself, have been inspired, really inspired by what is possible out there in a school. To see somebody like Ernie Reyes and his Black Belt Extravaganza, for many people, including the group of NAPMA members that we had there at that extravaganza, they just had no idea that even that something like that was even possible. So it is true, getting yourself around people who understand what you're doing and can show you a way that you can really be successful is so important. And especially since, as Toby mentioned, there are probably so many people who just don't get it. They don't understand your passion for what you do, the value that it has for people, and what a wonderful, wonderful living it can make for you and your family. And being around and being exposed to networking with people who are of like mind and have a positive view on what we can contribute and what we can how we can benefit from what we share with people in the world is can only only have a huge benefits. I think it's the biggest benefit of a Maximum Impact membership. Personally, there's a lot of great stuff in that package, but there is nothing like the inspiration that comes from hearing from somebody like Steve LaValle or one of the other amazing martial arts luminaries that we are tapping into on a regular basis.
That's exactly right, Mark. In fact, one of the things that we really talk about a lot in our groups, in our inner circle, in our peak performers group, is many people may know about Napoleon Hill's story, where Andrew Carnegie, who was a huge philanthropist in the 20s, mm-hmm. sent Napoleon Hill on kind of a quest to go find out what the secret of success was. And he went and interviewed some of the most influential, some of the most powerful men, women, people in the world at the time, including John D. Rockefeller, Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, people like that. Oh. And he interviewed all these people and boiled down what he considered to be the keys to success. One of those primary keys to success was what he called the Mastermind Principle. And the Mastermind Principle basically is just what we're talking about. It's creating a circle of people around you who are supportive to what you can do and who can really kind of blaze the trail. And in the case of today, in the case of Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, they have a legendary friendship. The two most wealthy men in the United States frequently communicate with each other, frequently meet with each other and talk about, obviously the conversation that a billionaire has with another billionaire might be a little different than, someone that works at McDonald's talking to somebody that works at Burger King, right? So but certainly share ideas that one maybe would never have thought of and can feed off of each other. It's the whole 1+1=3 philosophy. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we said in the Maximum Impact Program. Obviously, we have regular teleconferences so that we can all mastermind together. And also, we have opportunities to meet at live events and through email and web boards and all these other tools to help us communicate with each other. But the focus of that goal is, if I'm on the West Coast and someone on the East Coast tests an ad that works really well, and I hear about it tomorrow, I can implement right away. Mm-hmm. And if I have a strategy for, helping to prep a renewal or helping to teach a drill in class better, and I can learn from, 2,000 members, I'm infinitely better off than I am if I'm on my own and trying to pick my own brain.
And what a great way to connect up with your martial arts brothers and sisters around the world, really. Maybe style-wise, we may not speak the same language sometimes, but when it comes to this stuff, it's essentially universal. So it's a great way to make new friends and associates, and it's just remarkable how really friendly and giving and caring so many of these martial artists are, because a lot of them understand where you are and they've been there themselves. So they're really interested in helping, and like I said, NATMA is a big martial arts community full of martial arts brothers and sisters, and there's all kinds of ways we can connect and help each other.
Absolutely. One of the things that sometimes martial arts school operators think is that the school operator down the street is their competition. And what we've seen time and time and time again, not only at NATMA, but with Mile High Karate and every other martial arts organization that I've ever worked with, what we see time and time and time again is, frankly, the more professional schools there are in an area, the more students everybody has. Now, the people who are our competition are the guys who are operating a school that is potentially mistreating students. Now, what happens there is the market starts to hear that karate's no good, mm-hmm. that they go there and they're abused or they're physically, the physical contact isn't what the student, what the parents expect, mm-hmm. right? Now, so the professional martial arts schools are not competition for each other. What we find is the market penetration for our type of activity is right around 7-8% in the United States, which means if I go to a major metropolitan area and there's, 100,000 people, then only about 8% of those people who are potentials for us, who are prospects for us, actually train in the martial arts. So our competition is baseball, soccer, gymnastics, right. Dance. Those are the programs that we should be keeping our eye on as far as a competition standpoint goes. But what we really need to be focused on as martial artists is how to penetrate the market deeper. Mm. How to get, instead of 8% of a certain population training with martial arts, how to get 10%. Mm. And if it's me and the school down the street who both have a deeper penetration in the market, then wonderful, we both do better. So don't think that we're all in the same industry, therefore we're competing with each other. In fact, when you see the trade shows and you see the gatherings that we have, it's 2,000 people who are all coming together who have the same goals. We're here to impact the community. We're here to create leaders for the future, and we're here to create great quality black belts. And if there's 2,000 of us in a room, imagine the things that we can accomplish.
A like attracts like.
Absolutely right. So, before we get into the offer that we were talking about at the beginning of the conversation, which is basically how you can claim, about $2,312.10 worth of free stuff, which is, extremely valuable.
Yeah, man, that's a great offer.
Extremely valuable. Before we talk about that, if I'm that school owner and I'm on the smaller side and I haven't really made the decision to make this, or I've made the decision to make this a full-time career, but I just don't have the tools yet, what would your feeling be? What is the biggest benefit that I'm going to get out of Maximum Impact?
Did you say tools?
Indeed.
Well, we have tools. The beauty part about the NATMA program is that we have programs that focus on various very important parts of your school, and we're able to facilitate those areas on a variety of different levels. For example, very big market is the preschool market. So we have our Little Ninjas program, which includes marketing material, advertisement, brochures, and strong branding as well with cartoon characters that represents the Little Ninjas. This is the kind of stuff that makes you look very good in the marketplace. Plus, there's classroom material that goes right along with it, so you can teach really strong, consistent children's preschool classes that are age appropriate and again make you look very good. Another important one for everybody in the martial arts, I feel, is self-defense. We advertise self-defense as a benefit of martial arts across the board. Well, delivering real strong self-defense is something that we have a passion for here. That's why we developed the Easy Defense program. Not only do you have advertising and marketing materials, again, such as brochures that help you to advertise your school as an Easy Defense school, which is a brand that becomes yours as a Maximum Impact member, but we also have curriculum that helps you to teach very strong non-contact verbal de-escalation skills that can be taught either as a very powerful seminar or something that you can introduce into your martial arts curriculum that will really build your reputation as a really strong self-defense school. Another one that is one of our newer ones is our Edge MMA program. Well, we have people across the board whose opinions say that MMA is great for us, or they say it's killing us. But the fact is, it's there. So we created our Edge MMA program basically as a way for martial arts schools to live in the same world with MMA. It includes curriculum so that you can actually get started on fulfilling some of the demands that students are having to basically do that stuff that they see on TV, plus marketing material that can help you to align with that market, and ways to basically integrate what has been a huge media push for mixed martial arts, which is still martial arts, and actually utilize it in a way that will benefit your school, as opposed to MMA working against us. With NATMA, MMA can work for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's, and really, regardless of the style that I teach, if I teach, again, if I'm an Aikido stylist or a Kung Fu stylist or a Jiu-Jitsu stylist, regardless of the style that I teach, all of the benefits, all of the things that I'm going to be receiving on a regular basis as a Maximum Impact member, basically NATMA has done the heavy lifting. We've created the curriculum for you. We've put it on DVD. We've put it on CD. We've put it on, written documentation. We've done the heavy lifting with researching character development skills. We've built a leadership team program for you. We've built marketing campaigns. We've built everything you need to operate a martial arts school.
Sounds good. Sign me up.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've built everything you need really to be as easily implementable as possible. Because what we've seen time and time and time again are the people that look at the box and put it down stay the same. The people that look at the box and implement one thing have the future of their dreams. I mean, they have the ability to create the future that they want. And the guys that implement 10 things just get there faster, right? And really, it's heavy lifting done for you. It's all the material delivered to your doorstep with a big red bow on it, you know. And you really don't have to think that much to develop this material in your school. It's done for you. You have to plug and play.
And what you said about just needing one idea is so true. I know that there's many NAPMA members who could tell you stories about taking just one portion from their NAPMA package and implementing it and having it completely change their school. And there's obviously a lot more than just one idea in the package, but that is the power of the information that is coming to you. When you are able to take this stuff and even just a portion of it and implement it, it can make all the difference in the world in the future that you want to have, your lifestyle that you want to have, the car that you want to drive. And the beauty part is it's the martial arts that we love. So actually being able to live your passion and make a good living off it and help other people, it seems to me the greatest win-win-win situation.
Absolutely. What could be better than doing what you love for a living? Absolutely right. So great. So if I'm a martial arts school operator and this all sounds pretty good to me and maybe I want to know a little bit more, but this is definitely what I think I need for my school, let me issue one quick warning. Who this is not for is if you're a martial arts school operator, either full-time or part-time, if you're, you know, a professional martial artist or just a hobbyist, who this is not for is if you look around your school and look at your students and you look at the way your business is operating and you're fine with it, then really, you know, don't bother. I mean, really, this isn't something for you. This is designed for people who really want to take their school to the next level, whether it's from 0 students to 50 students or if it's from 50 to 500. This is what this is designed to do for you. This isn't designed to be something, you know, kind of neat that you get every now and then and you like to read. I mean, this is for implementers.
I think the mentality of martial artists is growth.
Absolutely.
So I don't think you're going to find very many people in that area because everybody always wants to get better at their martial arts. I think that everybody wants to continue to grow their school.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. So what we wanted to really, you know, talk to everybody today about, obviously, is not only is what Maximum Impact can do for you. No matter what type of a school I have, no matter what type of style it is, no matter how many students I have, what I can expect to gain from Maximum Impact membership. And we have a special offer for everybody listening to the recording today and or who visits the website today, which again is www.napmafreeoffer.com, which again is NAPMA, freeoffer.com. And basically what this is an offer for about $2,312.10
worth of free bonuses just for trying out NAPMA.
And we're going to send you this box of material. And inside that box, you're going to find a huge assortment of what Maximum Impact can do for you. You're going to find DVD packages, audio CD packages, a teleconference series that you're going to be able to listen to between some of the most successful martial arts school operators in the U.S. All of these materials are going to be delivered to your door in a big box. And what we want you to do is to look at all this stuff and think about if you can extract one good idea a month out of this material, would it be worth the growth in your school? So we need everybody right now to go to www.napmafreeoffer.com and take a look at that site. And if this is something you think that can really help you grow your school, there's a very easy order form at the bottom that you can fill out and we can get you started. And I look forward to working with you in the future.
I've had NAPMA members tell me that when they started NAPMA, it was the first time they felt that kind of excitement about learning and growing that they had since they started martial arts in the first place. It's almost like that feeling you got when you first walked into that martial arts school and you knew that's what you wanted to do. And the enthusiasm, excitement you had for that martial art is the same kind of feeling that people get when they first get that first package. Think about the possibilities, what you can do, the people that you can reach, and how you can multiply your efforts, and then just start to visualize how big your school could be and what kind of impact you can have on your community, and your, not to mention your family and your own lifestyle, and all doing something that we all love and have such a passion for. I just think that a lot of people are going to feel the same way that they did as a white belt when they first got excited about martial arts and started to visualize what it would be like to put that black belt on.
Absolutely. And this really literally is like a bachelor's degree in martial arts school operations. Well, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Well, I always like talking about NATMA. It's been my passion for 13 years now, and we're very excited about the future and having many, many more school owners involved.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you very much.